This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nilsson. James Johnston is here joining us for Missouri's unclaimed property auction this week in Columbia. James Johnston auctions from Madison, Missouri. Tell me, how long have you been doing this type of auction?
Oh, for the state of Missouri, we've been selling the Treasures Auction for over 20 years.
Whoa, that's a long time. So you're probably getting pretty good at this then.
Well, we work hard at it, and my wife works extremely hard at it. A lot of people think the auctioneer does the work, but actually she does most of the work on the preliminary, getting the clerk sheets, getting it in the computer, getting everything organized. And so there is a lot of work that goes into it. She's been working on it about a month. And we have to keep track of every item and how much it brings. And, you know, when you work for the state, every nickel has to be accounted for. And so they're very particular, and so we have to be particular too.
Why do you like doing this so much since you've been doing it for like 20 years?
Well, I've been in the auction business for a long time, and I love the auction business. And so I enjoy all the auctions. I enjoy the $1 million sale. I enjoy the $5 sale. I like the people, and I like to watch people bid and see what they're going to do, and I like to see what things are worth and what people really give to them. It's easy to sit around the coffee shop and say what something's worth. But when you come to an auction, you come to reality, where the real money meets the road.
James, tell me about some of the most memorable items from this auction that you can think of, like in terms of they were just cool or the price.
Well, there's a lady that was here earlier this evening. I don't know whether you talked to her, but she's wearing a 4-carat diamond ring that they bought at this auction about 4 years ago. And it brought a lot of money at that time, but it was worth a lot more. I think it's worth 30-some thousand dollars more than what she paid for it.
So she got a pretty good deal then.
She got a fabulous deal. And there was, you know, people, I hear them going out the door saying everything is selling too high. And there was a gentleman telling me today about a guy who paid $6,100 for a lot of certain things, and people's making fun of him and how silly and how ridiculous it was. And he sold the merchandise. He had buyers for him, got $39,000 out of it. So,
wow. So what seems to go, what kind of items seem to go for the highest amount, in your opinion, at these types of auctions? Does it vary? Does it depend on a celebrity? I mean, talk to me a little bit about that.
Okay. On the coin side, the coin's probably the most popular side. And there are people looking for rare coins, like silver dollars of certain dates from certain mints, and they bring quite a lot of money. And then on the gold coins, everybody likes gold, but particularly if it's rare, it brings more. But all gold's going to bring good money, and people like it. And then at this auction, there's a $500 currency bill and $1,000, which used to not be really rare, but they're very rare now. And, you know, a few years back, a $1,000 bill brought, you know, something over $1,000, but now it could bring several thousand. One lady told me she thought it would bring $5,000 or better. We'll see Tuesday.
I'm curious, in the Missouri unclaimed property auctions, do you recall like the highest amount you've ever gotten from an auction here?
The highest single item?
Yeah.
We've had some up close to $20,000.
Not too shabby.
And a lot of items in the $5,000 and $7,000 category.
So I was talking to your brother earlier, just a little bit ago, and he talked about how quickly this has to move. And it still takes all day for 2 days. So you got a lot of people helping you out here, it looks like.
Yeah, we've got quite a crew. We've got a lot of people that have helped us, a lot of them for several years. They're good. They're trustworthy. And we so appreciate them helping us. And, yes, we have to move it fast. Just divide up 2,600 lots and see how many you have to sell a minute to make it work and get out of here on a decent time, because everybody is in a hurry, especially when you're selling lots they're not interested in. Mm. You know, so we've got to move it. You got to get the sale done before everybody goes home.
Good point. James Johnston Auctions, and James Johnston here from Madison, Missouri, and getting ready for Missouri's unclaimed property auction. What should people know about Missouri's unclaimed property auctions? What message would you give them if they haven't ever been to one, or what would you like them to know?
Well, you know, if you really like coins, or if you like jewelry, or some unusual jewelry, or some unusual items, there are a lot of things that you may never get a chance to even see again. So if you're a real serious collector, you want to collect something, if they've got something in your category, it's actually, for a lot of people, once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to buy some things they would like to have, a serious collector.
Anything else that you want to mention that we haven't already talked about, that about Missouri's unclaimed property auction and what you do here and how it helps the state of Missouri?
Well, it's a fair and straight way to handle the state's unclaimed property, because this goes back and credits to the heirs. If they ever show up, they'll get the money. But it's a fair auction if you come to it, because these things will sell to the highest bidder. So, you know, there's no minimums on them, which there are in a lot of auctions on lots and lots of items. But if you get a bargain here bought at a bargain price, you've got a deal. And this is one of the few auctions where you really get an opportunity to really do that. But you got to have the knowledge. What is a real bargain?
All right. Can you just spout off really quickly your auctioneer voice or whatever? Can you give me just a little piece there?
All righty. We'll try. Hey, but I'm at $1.30, $1.35, $1.40, $1.45, $50, $50, $60, $65, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $80, $75, $
from Madison, Missouri. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you.
This is Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.